Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were sharply lower today, with corn down 14 to 15 cents. December corn at 416 and a half, down 14 and three quarters. It inched lower throughout the day today to close near the low. The low today was 415 and a quarter in December corn. So quite a disappointing day for the corn futures. Technically speaking, it's come down significantly off of the high. The high was somewhere around 455, so that's roughly 40 cents off the high from about five trading days ago. We're still above the moving average, 50 days at 394. Still some support things on the chart, but quite a negative here to close down that much. Soybeans were weak, but not as weak as corn, only down 6 cents. November beans were at $10.75. The low overnight or early this morning was $9.90, so close $10 off of the low for the soybeans. Wheat futures continued their slide. Kansas City is lower 12 of the last 13 trading sessions. That's kind of rare to see it down that much, but down 20 cents today, December at 5:20. In Kansas City and in Chicago wheat down about 19 cents with December at 5:44 and a half.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Hedge funds have been long for quite some time here, but it looks like they're shedding some of that long position here. There is not any real threatening weather over the next 30 days for the corn and beans, and if temperatures do stay normal, rainfall stays normal, should make for a pretty good overall crop. And we also have the crop progress report this afternoon at 3 p.m. It's expected to show just a little bit, maybe a little bit better crop, at least not worse crops for this week. So that could be another reason why the markets are selling off just a touch. Exports this morning in my opinion, were a little bit bullish. We're expecting 200 to 300 in wheat. It was 489,000. Corn was 1.16 million metric tons. I was expecting 600 to 900. And beans, I was expecting 110 to 210. And they were 306. So I felt like that was a bullish report. Did not make the markets rally. And then there's some other bigger things going on underlying the markets. The Bloomberg Commodity Index is near its lowest level since 2012. So the whole commodity sector in general is coming down, partially due to the U.S. dollar that continues to inch up.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, August live cattle up a dime at 146.75, with October down a dime at 149.02. August feeder cattle up 112 at 216.32, with it September up 132 at 214.75. August lean hogs down 77 at 74.90, with October down 50 at 62.95. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 21 at 521 and a half, with the December down 20 and three quarters at 545 and a quarter. September Chicago wheat down 21 and a quarter at 532 and three quarters. September corn down 15 and a quarter at 405. December down 15 and a quarter at 416. August soybeans 7 lower at 1007 and three quarters. November down 7 and a quarter at 999 and a half. October cotton down 2 at 65.85. December down 55 at 64.67. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.